We're joined today by Tom Speaker, who is a policy analyst with Reinvent Albany. And they sent a letter to the Empire State Development Corporation recently, asking them what's going on with the database of deals, along with Citizens Budget Commission, Citizens Union, Common Cause, NYPIRG, and Leeward and Voters. But Tom, maybe just start off, what exactly is Reinvent Albany?
So Reinvent Albany is a nonprofit organization that advocates for more transparent and accountable government in New York. We work to bring transparency to business subsidies and how the state spends money in economic development, but we also work on things such as campaign finance reform, voting reform, and the MTA.
Now, why are you concerned about this database of the state's economic development project? And why 2 years after the state allocated $500,000 to build it, is it not up and running?
So every single year, New York spends $10 billion on economic development programs. And these usually come in the form of tax breaks that go to corporations in exchange for doing business in New York State and creating jobs. And this is a substantial amount of money. 4.4 billion of it comes from the state. 5.5 billion comes from localities. And we think that there should be complete transparency on which companies are receiving this money, what types of subsidies they're receiving, and whether or not jobs are being created. And unfortunately, in many cases, we really have no idea, and it's difficult to get that information or to get much clarity about what little we do know. So that's why we've been pushing for a database that would allow New Yorkers to see that information, everything that I just listed. It's been a six-year fight ever since investigations began into possible corruption in Governor Cuomo's Buffalo Billion scandal. It was in 2019 that the governor and the legislature agreed to allocate $500,000 to Empire State Development, which is the state's chief economic development agency, to create a database without actually requiring that the database would be built in state law. And it's been 2 years and we still have nothing. Why hasn't there been a database released yet? That I can't really answer for sure. You would have to ask Empire State Development that. The answers that they've been giving is just that it's been taking a long time to build, or that COVID-19 had slowed them down. And while we are sympathetic to some of the struggles that agency has faced due to COVID-19, we think it's been long enough in that the state should finally release the database.
Now, I remember actually working on this issue when I was executive director of the Hunger Action Network, probably started about 25 years ago, and remember developing some legislation with Assemblymember Marty Lester and this young, wet behind the ears, Assembly freshman, Scott Stringer, when he first joined the Assembly. And, you know, the big scandal was all these jobs were being promised, wasn't being delivered on. Why is it 25 years later, we're not even at a point where this basic information is still available? It seems like every few years, the legislature agrees to some type of reforms to increase oversight.
I think the reason that we don't have much transparency on this still is because if there was more transparency, it would reveal that in a lot of cases, these programs are not anywhere near as successful at creating jobs as they are touted as being. So, I mean, you gave Tesla as an example. So yeah, the state allocated quite a large amount of money for a Tesla factory to go upstate in exchange for the company creating about 1,500 jobs. And there's been, you know, multiple investigations by reporters trying to figure out whether or not 1,500 jobs have been created. And the answer appears to be no. Tesla has kept asking for basically an extension of the deadline. And we found that it's, you find, you get very similar cases when you look at, yeah, just other subsidies that have gone out to companies across New York State and across the country that, you know, in exchange for however many hundreds of million dollars, they're said to create many thousands of jobs. And then when you actually look at the jobs numbers, they're often only 10 to 20%, or in some cases, 0% of what was promised.
Well, of course, you know, back in 2018 or so, you know, Elaine Calderaros, who was Cuomo's major economic development coordinator, you know, was convicted of corruption for rigging the bid on the so-called Buffalo Billion. I think it was about $750 million. And, you know, right before those deals went down, they had taken away the oversight of such contracts from the state controller's office. You know, had, you know, didn't that conviction for corruption spur, you know, the legislature to finally crack down on these type of shenanigans?
Well, the legislature has put forth in its budgets over the past few years, or at least a few years after the scandal, proposals such as a database of deals and restoring the comptroller's power that would address some of the scandals that came to light under the Buffalo Billion program. And unfortunately, what we've seen is there's been a lot of hesitancy from the government to address these issues in law, from the governor specifically, or from his administration. The comptroller's oversight powers were removed in, I believe it was 2011 or 2012. About 2 years ago, the comptroller and the governor made an agreement to restore those powers, but not in law. So the governor can basically revoke the comptroller's oversight powers over these agreements with just a few days' notice. And it's the same thing with the database of deals, that they can put up that database, but since it's not required in law, it could be taken down just as quickly. So yeah, it's been quite a struggle to get these issues to be meaningfully addressed.
So have you received any response yet from the Empire State Development or any of the legislative leaders or the governor's office to, hey, what's going on with this database?
So in response to this letter that was sent on April 30th, we have not yet received a reply. There have been times in the past where we've reached out privately to check in, and you know, we've been told it'll be shortly, or just give us a bit more time. Still, to this day, we do not have any way to get the numbers.
So we have only about a minute left. We've been talking with Tom's speaker, policy analyst for Reinvent Albany. Sort of a two-part question. You know, for the limited data you have been able to collect, how much are we actually paying per, you know, job created with some of these deals? And, you know, what can people do at this point, both to push the state to provide more oversight, but, you know, just to sort of follow what Reinvent Albany is doing?
So it's hard to say how much we are actually providing per job. We did a review a few years ago, this was back in 2018, that if I'm recalling correctly, estimated that with the information provided through the governor's press releases, if that information was accurate, it would put it at a median of $50,000 per job, which is pretty high. And it's unlikely that the targets that were set by the governor or that were announced by the governor were actually even being met. So we expect that the number is actually significantly higher. But yeah, going forward, our first priority is to get more transparency on these programs. And then once we have that information, seeing what can be done to either eliminate some of these subsidies or improve them so that they deliver better outcomes for taxpayers. They can find out more about our work at reinventalbany.org or on Twitter at reinventalbany.
Well, thank you, Tom Speaker, for joining us. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.